Chief of National Units of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, responsible for regional integration, are meeting in the Togolese capital, Lomé, to discuss how to speed up the integration process in the sub-region. Representatives of the 15 member countries, media groups and civil society are expected to identify the obstacles to integration and come up with a roadmap on the way forward. Here is a news desk report. The objective of ECOWAS is to promote economic integration through the provision of a common market, a single currency, a West African parliament, and a West African court of justice. 37 years on, the result has not been all that satisfactory, but some progress has been made. The ECOWAS Commission have come up with a Vision 2020 strategic plan. In a remark, a retired United Nations diplomat and a member of the African Peer Review Governing Council, Professor S.K.B. Asante, said integration must be at the grassroots. He said governments cannot foster integration without the involvement of the ordinary citizens in the sub-region. He told the representatives of ECOWAS that every successful integration requires strong institutions that can respond to challenges at the domestic level. Professor S.K.B. Asante suggested that members of ECOWAS Parliament be elected so that they become visible and that the ECOWAS Court of Justice should be given power to ensure that ECOWAS laws and protocols are harmonized. Vice President of the ECOWAS Commission, Dr. Toga McIntosh, urged the national units to create ownership of ECOWAS in their countries. He stated that regional integration remains the only means for sustainable development in the sub-region. Dr. McIntosh appealed to governments of ECOWAS member countries to incorporate the Vision 2020 in their development agenda. He said ECOWAS is moving away from the ECOWAS of government to the ECOWAS of people. That was a news desk report.